This is Phil McDonald for WSJM Sports. Our Van Buren Cast Student Athlete of the Week is Joe Ferlin of Bloomingdale High School Cross Country at the final Southwest 10 Conference Jamboree of the season. Joe won the event with a time of 17 minutes, 27 seconds. That makes it an undefeated season for Joe for the second year in a row. Follow that up with a time of 17:01 at the Charger Mini Meet. Congratulations, Joe, on the two finishes.
Thank you.
I had mentioned to you before we got going here, now that being your senior year, kind of hard to believe that it's almost over.
Yeah, it's only like 2.5 weeks left or something like that. It's been a quick season.
Coach mentioned undefeated season for you individually this year and last year as well in the conference. Is that something that you kind of had on your mind before the season started? Is like, you know what, I went undefeated last year. We got to try to go do it again this year?
Yeah, that was definitely the plan, especially for the team too. We were undefeated in the conference last year as a whole for a team also. And we had two or three perfect meets, like 1 through 5
wow.
guys in a row against our conference teams this year. So it's definitely been undefeated the whole time.
Does that make practice kind of competitive for you guys too?
It's been a little bit more competitive this year. Part of that is because we got a pretty fast freshman, Jaden Barnes, and he came up from middle school running on 5:07 mile in 7th grade, which is insane.
Wow.
So he's got a lot of potential too, but a lot more competition in practice. Not much different from last year, though, really.
Okay. I mentioned the time in the Charger mini-meet, 17:01. Is that about where you thought you would be time-wise this time of year, or is it better than you thought, not quite where you wanted to be?
Definitely not quite where I thought I wanted to be. I thought I'd be under 16 a long time ago by now. I thought I'd actually be lower, like low 16s by now, but just with what's been going on and stuff, it's just been tough mentally, and I mean, there's nothing else I can do about it besides just change my mental attitude.
Right. So that was the type of goal you set for yourself. You wanted to be in the low 16s by the end of the year.
Yeah, somewhere around there. That was the plan. But the season's not done yet, so I can still stay hopeful.
You still have some time.
Right.
How much running do you do during the summer? I know I asked you this when we talked last year, how much running you put in during the summer.
During the summer, it's just like a base workout. So it's like over the summer, I probably put in about 130 to 150 miles in total. Over the summer. But like during the week, I'd do like one hard workout, usually like a tempo or a fartlek. So like I get one decent good workout in, and then I make sure I get a long run in. But all the runs are just runs. They're not like specific like easy run or like make sure I hit certain times during the run. It's just a run in the summer.
You try to give yourself a day off every once in a while over the summer?
I get 2 days off.
Okay.
That's from the summer, and that's through season two.
Oh, okay.
Make sure I get rest. Besides on weekend meets, that's the only time like I get a 1 day rest.
Now, I understand. I think we talked about this a little bit last year. You're a certified EMT. What led you to get interested in that?
Well, I'm actually a certified firefighter.
Okay.
I'm working on my EMT right now.
Okay.
I'm working on being a licensed EMT also. But no, I'm a certified firefighter. I wanted to get into law enforcement. That was what I wanted to do. But then somebody told me that they let cadets onto Columbia Township. This was like a year and a half ago, 2 years now. And I'm like, okay. So I stepped my foot in the door with that, and then now I just kind of changed my plans to firefighter, and it's a lot of fun. I like the adrenaline rush. I like helping people too.
Yeah.
And yeah.
So you're going to be going to Saginaw Valley next year to run cross country.
Next year, I'll be up at Saginaw Valley State University for track and cross country. Probably focus on mid distance though.
When you finally got that, you know, signed and you were all set, that had to have been kind of a good feeling knowing that you had that behind you.
Yeah, a lot of weight off the shoulders for sure. But I've been pretty set on this decision since I visited them in February last year.
Okay.
So it's been kind of like in the back of my mind, like Saginaw is a place I'm going to be.
I was going to ask you too, what about the school or the program that you liked enough to say this is where I want to go?
Well, I like where it's at because it's in more of a rural setting, and the coach is like, me and the coach really clicked, and he's kind of like Boblick himself, a lot of the same philosophies and stuff. He likes to ease you into training. He doesn't like to just throw at you, and like, if you survive, well, good for you, but if you don't, yeah. But like with this coach, though, he wants to work with everybody individually. He wants to make sure that you ease into it. He doesn't want injury to happen. He doesn't want to just throw it at you. Which is what I like.
You kind of hinted to what you might want to do, but what are you looking to study there?
I'm going to study in So I'm a minor in emergency management, then I'm a major in criminal justice, and then after college, I'm going to get my paramedic license, too.
Okay.
And then I'm going to go full-time fire, and I'll do part-time deputy.
Awesome. Yeah. All right. Well, good luck with that.
Thank you.
Congratulations on the season so far, undefeated conference season. You got hopefully a couple more weeks yet to go, so good luck.
Thank you.
All right. Joe Ferlin of Bloomingdale High School Cross Country is our student athlete of the week from WSJM Sports. I'm Phil McDonald, WSJM Sports.